I like it that way, to see all of you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much, especially to the Qatari friends, for a warm welcome here in Doha. As I said at the pre-meeting with my hosts, this is my third time in Qatar, second time as a president, and I always felt really, really very welcomed. Thank you very much for your hospitality. But just to start with a couple of data for Slovenia. Slovenia's population is 2.1 million. The population of Qatar is 3.1 million. The GDP per capita of Slovenia is 35,000 euros per capita. In Qatar, it's $75,000 per capita. So we have a lot of work to catch you, my dear friends from Qatar. The national GDP of Slovenia is 73 billion euros. The bilateral exchange among various countries is rising every single year. And the strongest economic partner of Slovenia is currently Switzerland, but that's due to a fact that pharmaceutical industry in Slovenia is really, really, really very on a high agenda of my country. This is, you know, the remains of the past. The two strongest pharmaceutical companies were based in my country. The second strongest partner is Germany with 15 billion euros, mostly connected to automotive industry. 30% of all the export which goes to Germany is connected to export to BMW, Mercedes, and Volkswagen. And then we have other countries, you know, Italy and France with 7 billion, Serbia, for example, 2.5 billion euros per year. Those are the numbers. So Slovenia is strong in economy. Our growth is currently slightly higher than the average in European Union. And we are really, you know, doing well. We entered European Union 20 years ago, 22 years ago. And the GDP per capita at that time was 7,000 euros. Today, as I said, it's 35,000 euros. So it nearly tripled, quadrupled. It's four times, yeah, even more. So we do have a lot to offer. But I'm pretty sure that also Qatar has a lot to offer to Slovenia. And as I said at the pre-meeting, you know, if we are friends, the wonders can happen. Because being friends, being like-minded in many areas, it means that we can cooperate easily. And I was also told another very interesting number. Being a first female president of Slovenia, I always ask about women in enterprise, you know. And the lady who's sitting here at my table, she told me that 35% of all the business people in private sector in Qatar are women. So Slovenian guys, please do not be afraid to cooperate with ladies in Qatar. They are sharp-minded and strong. And now just to give you some more content about the meeting and the meetings you're going to have in Doha. So, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, this country has proven itself a trusted and reliable partner of Slovenia. And I'm here on a mission, together with our host, to ensure that this partnership reaches new heights. Today's business forum provides an excellent opportunity to explore our mutual interests, identify new areas of cooperation and establish long-lasting partnership between our two countries. The relationship between Slovenia and Qatar is founded on mutual respect and expanding cooperation. We both recognize the significant untapped potential for further economic collaboration, and this is why we are here today. Let me begin by presenting a few key facts to illustrate the significant potential for deepening cooperation between our two countries. But before I do so, I wish to acknowledge that Qatar has recently made a significant contribution to Slovenia's development through its financial support for key projects. It has, for example, played a major role in the construction of the Islamic Cultural Center in Ljubljana. Moreover, I am pleased to announce that tomorrow, the Qatar Fund for Development and the ITF, Enhancing Human Security, this is Slovenian international organization, will sign a grant agreement for the project Purchase of Raw Materials for the Palestine Hospital in Bethlehem. So these achievements further underline the importance of strengthening our economic ties, which I regret to say are still underdeveloped. In 2024, the trade amounted to only 30 million euros. And no Qatari investments have been recorded in Slovenia to date. So this has to improve, ladies and gentlemen. Improve significantly. We must aim to strengthen business ties, increase trade, and expand investments in areas where our country's strengths complement one another. Qatar's National Vision 2030, which focuses on diversification and knowledge-based growth, is well aligned with Slovenia's innovation-driven and sustainable economic model. In this regard, Slovenia can already identify several concrete areas of potential cooperation. As you know, Slovenia is keen to establish a direct air connection with Qatar, operated by Qatar Airways. Such a route would significantly boost tourism, facilitate business travel, and strengthen economic cooperation between our two countries. And I have to be brutally honest with you here, you know, it was the biggest mistake of my country to sell the national air carrier. And then we lost it, it went bankrupt. For a small country, to have a national air carrier, it's really, really very important. And now, as a president and as the government representatives who are here with me, we are trying to persuade our partner countries to have direct flights to Ljubljana. And it can, thank you. And I will whisper this to the ears of Emir tomorrow, so I hope he's going to, you know, fulfill my wish to come true. Building on this improved connectivity and to advance cooperation in areas of common interest, we are also keen to explore the possibility of developing Maribor Airport. Maribor is the second biggest Slovenian city. As a state-owned and managed airport, it offers stability and alignment with national development goals. Slovenia is seeking a reliable strategic partner to transform the airport into a modern regional hub for passengers, cargo, logistics, maintenance, and business aviation, shaping it as a true gateway to Central and Eastern Europe. Another promising opportunity lies in the field of science. Slovenia is looking for a strategic partner to establish a joint investment fund for biotechnology and the life sciences. This fund would support innovative projects and high potential companies with significant commercial and social impact. While the initial focus will be on biotechnology, the fund could later expand to include health tech, green technologies, and advanced materials, ensuring diversification and long-term growth. With its highly skilled, educated, and competitive experts, Slovenia is confident that this initiative would be a success. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, many other opportunities are waiting to be explored. And I will leave it to you, ladies and gentlemen, to discuss them. I hope that this forum will generate concrete ideas for collaboration. Our knowledge-based economies, innovative companies, and export-oriented industries mean that Slovenia and Qatar are a perfect match. And just to let you know, I often say this sentence to Slovenian entrepreneurs: Slovenia is too small for big business. So this is why we are not competing on national championships, but we do compete on European championships, world championships, and the Olympics at the end, if I may say so. And I think that both our nations do understand that diversification, innovation, and sustainability are the pillars of long-term prosperity. I invite you to explore ways to turn these principles and goals into tangible actions and measurable results. Hopefully, we will have the opportunity to review them when His Royal Highness visits Slovenia. He has received my invitation to do so. Can I just give you a couple of more data, which is, you know, really, really very important, and it will show the strength of my country. Slovenia is ranked number 7 on the world regarding the robots in the industry. Number 7 in the world. So on this is measured that how many robots we use in the industry on 10,000 employees. So this is the achievement that we are really, really very proud of. And then there is another very important it's not only statistical data. We are number 9 on this planet regarding the economy complexity index. That means that we are really very good to innovate and then transfer the innovation into production. So number 9 on the world. We are number 4 in the world regarding the Gini index. That's the index which is showing the strength of the middle class. So the gap between the rich and poor in Slovenia is really, really very small. Of course, we do have poor people, we do have rich people, but the middle class is the class which is the fuel of every single society. And Slovenia is number 4. And we are number 3, ladies and gentlemen, regarding the circular economy. So Slovenian economy is really into green solutions and sustainable solutions. And there are many, many companies who are, you know, the Slovenian champions. I will just mention one. There is one company based in the center of Ljubljana, which is collecting the fishermen's nets all over the world, and then they are producing threads for Prada and Adidas. So that's, you know, a lot of young people who are really, really very innovative. And there is one more statistical data I have to share with you, ladies and gentlemen. We have the most AI experts on this planet per capita. On every 7,000 person in Slovenia, there is one AI expert. And this is why I am really, really very proud that a lot of high-tech companies are part of this business delegation visiting Doha and Qatar. So ladies and gentlemen, from all of you here today, I sense a clear determination to strengthen the ties between Qatari and Slovenian companies and institutions, and to seek new opportunities for growth and innovation. Let this forum mark the beginning of a new chapter in Slovenian-Qatari relations, a partnership based on trust, shared values, and mutual benefit. Last but not least, if you are into science, Slovenia has one of the biggest scientific institutes in Europe. It's called Josef Stefan Institute. 1,100 scientists from all over the world are working there to innovate, to research, and this institute is especially strong in robotics and artificial intelligence. Just to give you one example, because I was there visiting the institute half a year ago, and they showed me a very nice product, which is the work in progress. They are building a special software system which would be able to recognize autism in very young age, from 3 to 6 months already. And they are using artificial intelligence, lots of photos. They are measuring the movements of the eyes of little babies to diagnose autism. And this is the joint venture research project with Slovenians, Serbians, and I think that people from Iraq also, scientists. So this is what Slovenia can offer. And above all, we have very good food. If you come to Slovenia, the gourmet tourism is something that I am really, really very proud of. We have the best female cook on this planet, a lot of Michelin stars, restaurants, and of course, tourism is also something that I'm really, really proud of. And not to forget, just to give you one more statistical number, Slovenia is covered with forests in 58% of all the geographical area of my country. So 58% of my country is covered with forests. This is why wooden industry is also very important. We do export a lot of wood, but we do have boutique, niche productivity for, you know, very, very high quality furniture. And ladies and gentlemen, you are more than welcome to visit my country. I would be happy to welcome you in Ljubljana or in many other parts. We also have 47 kilometers of the coast. We do have a bit of a sea, we do have mountains, we have lakes, we have everything. And my country is called the Green Treasure of Europe. Thank you very much for organizing this event and welcome to Slovenia. I do apologize. You know, when I start talking, I don't know how and when to finish. But if you allow me, Your Excellencies and friends from Qatar, just to say two sentences in Slovenian language for, you know, my fellow citizens. Dragi slovenski podjetniki, iskreno se vam zahvaljujem v imenu Republike Slovenije in seveda tudi v svojem imenu, da ste se pridružili gospodarski delegaciji. Želim vam veliko uspeha in srečno na poslovnih popotovanjih po Katarju. Oh, so it's translated. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you, Your Excellency, for the for your speech and the information we heard from your speech. And